finishes up here for me. When I signed up to do the message, I did not know that we were doing the children blessings today, which is ironic because I'm going to be talking about blessings. The word today, bless, is used in many different ways. Sometimes when we sneeze, we'll hear someone from another room or at work say, bless you. We'll hear the saying, and I've heard this one many a times, children are a blessing, and I've heard it in different many manners. You can be at the grocery store and your kids are tired and someone says, children are such a blessing. But at other times, you could be out to eat at a place and someone walks up and they say, your children are a blessing because they sat quietly and they didn't disturb my meal. And that's a time when you can feel very pleased with your children. But there's other times, another saying, I don't know. I know this is used more in the South, but I've heard it here too. Bless your heart. That usually means, when it's said about me, it's usually something I should have put my foot in my mouth and not said. Other times about others. You know, it can mean a lot of different things. And also we hear a lot from preachers and from many today about the blessings of God. And I want to talk about that. Do we just get blessings from God? Is there a requirement from us to receive blessings? I'm going to start in Joshua, because I'm continuing through Joshua. And I'm going to be reading from Joshua 8, 30 through 35. Now Joshua built an altar to Jehovah, God of Israel, in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Jehovah, had commanded the children of Israel. As it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to Jehovah and sacrificed peace offerings. And there in the presence of the children of Israel, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written. Then all Israel, with their elders and officers and judges, stood on either side of the ark before the priests, the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant to Jehovah, the stranger as well as he who was born among them. Half of them were in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Jehovah, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them. Before I move on, I just wanted to say, this year at Sukkot, at Salel, we read through the book of Deuteronomy, and it was such a blessing. And I just wanted to share that. That was all I wanted to say about that. Okay, I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to read what the book of Joshua was referring to. It was referring to this time in Deuteronomy 27 through 28. Moses went through some curses, but also some blessings, and he told them what to do, and that's what they did. So we're going to go back and see exactly what they did and what happened in this situation. Now Moses with the elders of Israel, I'm sorry, did I say Deuteronomy 27 and 28? I'm reading both chapters. Now Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which Jehovah your God has given you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and wash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law. When you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which Jehovah your God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as Jehovah God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be, when you have crossed over the Jordan, that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to Jehovah your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of Jehovah your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to Jehovah your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and you shall eat there, and rejoice before Jehovah your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of Jehovah your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of Jehovah your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have crossed over the Jordan: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to Jehovah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who perverts the justice due the stranger, the fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's mother, because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, continuing on through 28. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of Jehovah your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that Jehovah your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of Jehovah your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Jehovah will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Jehovah will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which Jehovah your God has given you. Jehovah will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of Jehovah your God and walk in his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by my name, by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of you. And Jehovah will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which Jehovah swore to your fathers to give you. Jehovah will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And Jehovah will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of Jehovah, which I command you today, which are careful to observe them, you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of Jehovah your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your hand, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Jehovah will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Jehovah will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. Jehovah will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish, and your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. Jehovah will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down to you until you are destroyed. Jehovah will cause you to be defeated. Before your enemies, you shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. Jehovah will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch, from which you cannot be healed. Jehovah will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long. And there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. Jehovah will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Jehovah will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and you shall become astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where Jehovah will drive you. You shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of Jehovah your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you a sign and a wonder and your descendants forever. I want to take a moment here and point that out. He's not talking to the people that don't know God. He's not warning them what will happen to them. He's talking to the people that do know God. And he's telling the people that are chosen by God that if you don't follow my ways, this is what's going to happen to you. He's not warning the unbeliever. Also, another thing I wanted to point out is he offered these blessings. He didn't say, I'm just going to take away the blessings. He said, now I'm going to curse you. And those things that you thought you deserved because you were my child, I'm not only going to take them away, but they're going to be a bane to your existence. Because you did not serve Jehovah your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom Jehovah will send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Jehovah will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly, nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave your grain or new wine or oil or the increase of your cattle or the offspring of your flocks until they have destroyed you. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which Jehovah your God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom Jehovah your God has given you, in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children, whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set a sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you at all your gates. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, Jehovah your God, then Jehovah will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt on which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you, every sickness and every plague which is written in this book of the law. Will Jehovah bring upon you until you are destroyed? You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Jehovah your God. And it shall be that just as Jehovah rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so Jehovah will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then Jehovah will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there Jehovah will give you a trembling heart, falling eyes, and anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, "Oh, that it were evening." And at evening you shall say, "Oh, that it were morning," because of the fear which terrifies your heart and because of the sight which your eyes see. And Jehovah will take you back to Egypt in ships by the way of which I said to you. You shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. Some pretty harsh stuff. But that's how much God loves us with the blessings, and how much he wants to lavish upon us. But when we know his ways and we don't follow them, we set ourselves up to be in a very bad place. We're going to be going against God. So I wanted to take some time. I think the blessings and the curses are pretty self-explanatory. I'm not going to go through them each or anything like that. But I was hoping to break down the words and where they came from and where we can find these words in other places, so that we can see what it really means to have a blessing and what it means to have a curse. So I took the two words. The first one in Hebrew, this is Hebrew word, and it's pronounced barach, and it means blessing. The actual word means to kneel. To kneel, by implication, to bless God is an act of adoration, and vice versa, God blesses man as the benefits, the things we said. Those were the blessings. This word is found 330 times in 289 verses in the Old Testament. Anyone have any idea what would be the book that has the most blessings, or the word blessings mostly found? Nope, not Deuteronomy. Who said Psalms? Yes, Psalms is found 75 times in the Psalms. In 68 different verses. It is also, the number two book is Genesis, and it's found only one time less, 74, Genesis, in 62 different verses. And in the Torah, it is found 138 times. In 116 different verses. I hope you don't think I'm doing this just to show that I can study. I'm not. I'm breaking this down for you. I'm hoping that you can see that this is a very important thing to God. He wants to bless us. This What I like to do when I look things up like this is to look up the first time it's mentioned and hope that it brings a little bit more light into what I'm studying. So the first time it's mentioned is in Genesis, and it's in Genesis 1, 22. And I have to be honest, I was a little shocked by this. I'm going to read to you Genesis 1, 21, and I'm going to go through chapter 2, verse 3. In this section that I'm reading, blessings are mentioned three different times. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So evening and the morning were the fifth day. That shocked me. I thought blessings were for man. I really did. And to see the first thing that was blessed, the first time blessing is mentioned, it's animals. It's man's not even created yet at this point. And I don't know, to me that hit me. It just hit me that God wants to bless all his creation. And now he wants to bless us so that we can bless creation. And we'll see that in the next verse. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God's talking to man here. He's not talking to the animals anymore. So now, do you see what I see? He's given that responsibility to man. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given you every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and the hosts of all them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. You didn't think I was going to leave that out. We're all Sabbath keepers. I had to include that, right? I think it's law. So that's why I went through verse 3 there, but we see that God blessed first the animals, and then man, who was to subdue the animals. Next, I'm going over to curses. And that word is this word here. I hope everyone can see it. This is the Hebrew word It's pronounced Arar. Arar. I'll write that down. Arar. And this means to bind. Now, there are some other versions of these words that mean like blessings. There was another one that means curses that was similar. So there are some other places where you could find these words, but these words exactly were the ones I was looking. But to bind, feel or express great loathing for. So that's what Arar means. It was found only 69 times in 52 verses. It was found most in Numbers. It was 19 times in Numbers. In only 9 verses. So it was repeated in a lot of the verses. But it was also found in Deuteronomy 17 times, but in more verses. It was in 16 verses. And it was found throughout the Torah 46 times in Torah. I'm losing room because I'm going to need room here too. Thirty-four different verses. And it's first found in Genesis 3:14. I'm going to read Genesis 3:11 through 19. And I wanted to mention that this is after God had told man not to eat of the fruit of good and evil. So they had broken a commandment, and that's why this curse has come upon them. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." And Jehovah God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." So Jehovah God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise her heel." So I guess the first curse also went to an animal. I didn't think about that. To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. But thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." So, I didn't want to stop there. I didn't want to just say, okay, now we got blessings and curses down. I wanted to see what the New Testament said about blessings and curses. So we've got another word. And this one's a Greek word. And I didn't have anyone that knows Greek, so sorry that I didn't have that up here. But the word is pronounced Makarios. Again, I don't think the Greek understood blessings because there were several words for blessings. And so I found the one that was most close to what I was talking about today. And it means fortunate, well-off, and happy. And to me, that's nowhere near what these words mean. You know what I mean? So I just think the Greeks didn't understand this thought of blessing. I'll just put fortunate. And this word was found 50 times in 49 different verses. And this word alone had 14 different ways to write it. So, this one, the place it was found most was Luke. But right along with it was Matthew. Can anyone guess where it was mentioned the most? The Beatitudes, right. So it was 15 times in 14 verses in Luke was the most. 14 Luke. And in the Gospels, it was mentioned 30 times in 29 different verses. It's first found in Matthew 5:3. I'm not going to read that today, just in the sake of time, because I have some other things I want to finish with. But it's the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:1-12. If you have time today, I'd suggest reading through that. It's, you know, the Blessing on the Mount. It's a wonderful reading. But I wanted to, in conclusion, I wanted to say that James, in verse 1:21-25, wants to show us that this is still a relevant issue today. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. That's a wonderful promise to take for today. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I say lastly, I'm going to read from Revelation 22, verses 12 through 17. But I want you to think about this. Can I choose to be blessed? Revelation 22, 12 through 17. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. This is Yeshua talking. To give everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. I just want to say again, this is to the believers. We cannot think that unbelievers are going to understand this. This isn't something that we can hold over their heads because they don't have an understanding of it. And where they come in to Yeshua, this might be a process of understanding. So I'm saying this to those who know God, know his ways. There is an expectation, and we can be blessed if we live according to his word. Thank you.